Now time for a locker room chat for one last time from Wetmore, voice of basketball coach Ruben Sullivan, ahead of Substate and after a couple games from this past week. Coach, we'll start off with your lone game from this past week against Cornerstone. You guys win that one in a close one, 50-47. Your thoughts on the victory?
Well, it surprised me very much because Cornerstone is a lot better than people think. I imagine they had three kids as tall as our tallest, so they were very tough on the boards. And actually, at halftime, we was 1 point down, and I noticed that we were doing a 3-2, and I'm going, man, they're crashing the board. So I went to a man, probably in the middle of the second quarter. And that left us getting a lot more rebounds in because their bigs were running the outside also. And then we come out fired up in the second half, and we really put it on them. We got about, I think, a 13-point lead. And then in the fourth quarter, they had three, and we had in your face, they took three shots consecutively by three different kids, and every one of them won in. One of them was a bank shot, and it was just like, boom, here they are, back at us. So, but we held off, and like you said, we had that victory, so we're going into Substate on a positive note. We have on two wins in a row, and I also coach the junior varsity, which we only have 10 kids total. So junior varsity hadn't won a game until we won three in a row. So between the two, we're running high right now. So we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, it should be a lot of fun to see how you guys do in Substate. Before we get to that, Coach, how impressed were you guys with your shot-making ability in the end of the game to pull off that win?
The last win, you mean?
Yeah, against Cornerstone, correct, yes.
Yeah, we were doing really well. It was just that they got so hot that our shot selections were very good. We played them well. Womack made us. He had 21 points, I believe. He was our big one. He was hitting very well. He's doing a lot better at the end of the season. So that helps a bunch right there. So he's a very good ball player.
And you guys are going to be competing in your last Substate tournament as a school. Really sad news with everything going on with the school. How important is it for your kids to really go out there and leave it all out on the floor?
Well, I don't really have to tell them anything about that. It would be nice to use it, but I think they've already got that implanted in their heads. They're not going to go out there and give it away by no means. If anything, they're going to play too hard, and that could hurt them. So I'm trying to keep them, smiling and being a little bit more relaxed going out there. Looking at films of Pike Valley, that is probably the best all-around team, not the best athletic team, but the best all-around team that I've seen so far this year. It looks like they probably played together since they were like kids way down in below kindergarten, because they're in not necessarily do plays. They just know what the other guys are going and where they're going to be at. They're so used to where positioning is on the court, and they know how to get to that open area. But they're very athletic. The top six are all of them can shoot, all of them can hit. So you gotta defend everybody.
Yeah, it should be a very interesting matchup. We have no doubt that your kids are going to leave it all out on the floor on Friday. Coach, thank you so much for your time today. Best of luck, and look forward to talking to you again very soon.
I hope so, too. I think the Cardinals are going to fly high in this tournament.
Awesome, awesome stuff there from Wetmore Boys and Basketball Coach Ruben Sullivan. Give me some goosebumps. It's been brought to you today, Locker Room Chat, as always, by Holton Community Hospital, Wetmore Clinic.